很感谢神哈，魏又跟我一起同工了。
Thank God, Brother Wei is co-working with me again.
我在搬家以前呢，住在一个 apartment.
Before I moved, I lived in an apartment.
那 apartment 的一楼呢，那个阳台拴着一条狗。
There was a dog in the first floor of the apartment complex.
啊，那个狗非常可爱。
Oh, the dog was lovely.
那我呢就忍不住，因为我的车刚好就停在他前面哈，我忍不住一下车我就逗一下他。
Because I always park the car right in front of that place, so every time I got out of my car, I just like to play with the dog.
但是那个狗不喜欢这个动作，所以他就冲着我吠。
So I do this to the dog, and he didn't like it, so he barked at me every time I do.
但是他吠的时候更可爱。
But he was very cute when he barked at me.
所以呢，我每一次下车，我都没有忘记做这个动作。
So every time I got out of my car, I do this to the dog.
那他就很生气。
And he was very angry.
在七月二十五号。
In July 25th.
那我就拿到一个 offer.
And I got an offer.
那我就正式成为这个教会的实习传道人。
And I become the interim pastor of this church.
那天我又开着车开到那狗那去了。
And that day I drove to the apartment and towards the dog again.
我一出来我就准备做这个动作。
And when I got out the car, I want to do this gesture again to the dog.
我一想，哎，不行。
And then I thought about, no, I can't do that.
我为什么不行呢？
Why not?
因为我怕人家说
，Because I'm afraid that somebody would say，
华人教会的那个传道人呢、啊，连狗都不喜欢他。
that pastor from the College Station Grace Bible Church, even the dog doesn't like him.
所以哈、啊，一个人的身份的转变哈、啊，是能够引起一些的改变。
So sometimes, there will be a change when you.The status.
那今天很感谢神，我们有五位弟兄姐妹要参加水礼。
Thank God that today we have five brothers and sisters who will be baptized.
那我们就来看一看他们参加水礼对他们的意义。
And let's look at the meaning of the baptism to them.
还有对我们的提醒，对我们的提醒，对基督徒的提醒。
And what's the reminder for us, Christians?
不行的。哦，行了哈。啊，就是第一点就是旧的虚妄。
The first point is the hollow and the deceptiveness of the old.
好，他也就说了，你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学。
See to it that no one takes you captive.
这个理学这里哈，实际上就是哲学。
Through hollow and deceptive philosophy, and here the philosophy, the word means philosophy, basically.
那哲学是什么呢？我们再来看一看。
Let's look at what's philosophy.
哲学在希腊文里面两个字组成，就是爱智慧。
In Greek, the word philosophy consists of two words. One is love, and the other one is wisdom.
那我们就来看看呢。我把刚才那个句子就。做成这样的结构。
So I made this graph based on the passage that we just read.
这个理学呢，它有两个定语，一个是空虚，一个是欺骗。
So there are two adjectives before philosophy. One is hollow, one is deceptive.
它这里我们中文译成妄言，妄言就是欺骗。
one of those is deceptive, that means you try to deceive somebody.
那啊，我们中文现在的网络语言呢，有一个字可以把这两个词结合起来。
There is one terminology on the internet in Chinese that can combine these two words into one.
那就叫做忽悠。
Basically means mislead.
忽悠了，它的意思就是拿一些好像是对，其实不对的东西，就在你在那给你绕，把你绕懵了。
So this word mislead basically means that it takes something that seems to be right and then goes through some kind of logic and then just to confuse you.
那其实英文也有一个说法。
In English, there is a saying.
那就是 if I cannot convince you, I confuse you.
如果我不能说服你的话，我要把你搞晕。
对，搞晕。那我们呢也知道哈，这个理学哈，它是基于两个东西，一个就是人间的传统。
We also know that philosophy is based on two things. One of them is the human tradition.
一个就是世上的小学。
And the other one is the basic principle of the world.
世上的小学呢，它希腊原文呢，它可以有两种翻译。
There are two different ways to translate the original Greek word, basic principle of word.
一个就是世上浅显的学说，就是也不是完全错，就是但是道理就那么一点点。
One of it means that it's the very simple principle. It's not deep, but it's some common sense.
还有另外一个呢，就是宇宙的一般神灵啊，就是一些神啊、鬼啊、怪啊这些东西。
And the other aspect is the elementary spirits of the universe.
那这些东西呢，它有一个共同的特点。
And there is something in common among all these things.
就是这些东西的背后啊，它其实它没有啊基督的真理在背后。
That is behind all these things, there is no truth from Christ.
那所以呢啊，我们呢刚才就说了，人间的遗传和世上的小学就会把我们给掳去了。
We just said that the tradition of the world and the basic principle of the world can take you captive.
那举一个例子，那有些人喜欢啊搞这个星象哈啊，我是巨蟹座，你是狮子座，然后整天就去看这个运程。
Let's look at an example. Some people like something like astrology, and I'm a Cancer, and you are a Leo, so we look at how it works between different people.
那我呢，我就带了一些道具来给你们做个演示。
So I brought something to do a simple demo for you.
啊，这里就是一张纸。
And this is a piece of paper.
啊，我把它旋转一下，然后这样接起来。
And I turn it and then connect it.
这就叫一个怪圈。
And this is called, I think it's called a Mobius band.
Okay. 啊，它怎么怪呢？就是说，你从一方面这样绕了，它绕完的话，它走到它的背面去了。
And why is this odd? This band is very strange. That if you start one point and walk around this band, and then after one round, it goes to the opposite side of the paper.
那其实我们人哈，经常用我们人的方式做同样的事情。
And actually, we use our own way to do exactly the same thing.
啊，我们在思考一个问题，我们用人的方法，我们可以从一个假设开始去思考，思考，思考的结果得到相反，跟那个假设是相反的。
So we can start with a basic assumption, and then we think about it, and we apply reasoning to it, and then eventually we arrived at a conclusion that's exactly the opposite of the assumption.
或者我们追求一个东西，等我们追求，等我们得到的时候，发现其实它没有价值。
Or we try to pursue something, but we try so hard, but then once we get it, we find out there is no value to this.
不是有人说吗？他挣了很多钱，最后他发现他穷的只剩下钱了。
There is a saying that somebody was trying to pursue money, but in the end, he was so rich that the only thing he has is money.
那我们人呢，就觉得我可以改进一下他。
And we think we can make improvement on this.
那我就改进给你们看。
And let me show you how to make improvement.
我又拿去另外一件道具。
I take another thing.
啊，这就是刚才那个怪圈了，我把它站起来。
This is the Mobius band that I made.
我沿着中线把它剪开，你们猜一猜是什么？啊，是两个圈呢，还是一个蝴蝶结了，还是都断开了？
Cut this band in the middle, and you can make a guess what the result will be.
我就表演给你们看了，我从中间剪开。
Would this be one big circle or two circles or whatever your guess is?
记住了，这个就是我们人类很喜欢做的。我们去看一些书啦。
So this is what we, as a human being, we like to do. We can read books and we can do something.
看一些很好的侦探小说啦，或者一些
detective,
很好的一些
books,
训练班的讲座啦之类。
We go to seminars and so forth.
看着哈，看着啦，剪完了。
Let's look at it. I cut this in the middle, the band in the middle.
我得到一个更大的怪圈。
We get a bigger band.
原来它只绕了一绕，现在绕了三绕，看见没有？
The first band was twisted once, now it's twisted three times.
所以于是呢，我们又觉得不满意，继续 improve.
So we're not happy with this, and we want to continue to make improvement.
这四样东西都曾经把我掳去。
And these four different things on display, they used to.Take me captive.
就是一些后现代的东西哈，那几本书后现代，还有那个有种有理有趣，不知道你们听过没有？非常的吸引人。但是我听多了，我就慢慢就离开神哈。
There are several postmodern books that I was taken captive, and they all sounds very attractive and reasonable to me.
那个电视剧哈，宫斗片。
And this Chinese TV series, I think it's called the Empress of.
我一个大男人学宫斗来干什么？
But a man like me, why would I care about the fight among the concubines or the queens?
所以这些东西哈，它的背后。他其实他也不是直接对抗神，他只是他背后他支持他的东西没有真理的元素在里面。
So all these things, they don't appear to be like on the surface. They don't appear to be anti-Christ, but they don't have any principle or truth from the Christ either.
所以当我们接触他很多。浸泡在里面的话，我们的思想慢慢就离开神了。
So when we immerse ourselves into things like that, then we will gradually forsaking our Lord.
那我们怎么办呢？我们要多读神的话语。
So what should we do? We should read more God's words.
神的话语给我们能力，还有加上圣灵的帮助。
God's words will give us more power, and with the help, and also we get help from the Holy Spirit.
那然后我们一起来念这个经文。
Let's read this Bible verse together.
请。
将各样的计谋、各样阻拦人甚是神的那些自高之事，一概攻破了，又将人所有的心意夺回，使他都顺服基督。
所以我们要。经常思考神的话语。
So we need to think about God's word.
那好，那我们就继续来看第二。
Let's look at the second point. That is the fullness of the new.
因为神本性的一切丰盛，都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form.
这个丰字啊，大家看，下面是个豆字。
And we look at the word fullness in Chinese, and the bottom part is being.
那在以前是一种粮食。
And so that means it's food.
啊，上面呢是一座山，山上还有很多东西。
And on top of that Chinese character, of fullness,
所以我们看见这个丰字，我们就知道是物质大大的多。
So on top of that.Character it means a mountain, and the inside it's full of stuff. That means it's all fullness of materials.
但是呢，啊，有基督徒了，又就有人就问我，他说：“哎，我当了基督徒这么久，我怎么就没有感觉到那种丰盛呢？”
Some Christians ask me once that I've been a Christian for a long time, but how come I didn't feel the fullness of God?
我的老板三年没有给我涨工资。
My boss didn't give me a raise for 3 years.
三年前我吃一碗面八块钱。
And 3 years ago, I can buy a bowl of a noodle with $8.
现在我买一碗面要十块钱。
Now it's $10.
那我怎么就没感受到丰盛呢？
So how can I don't receive the fullness of God?
这个丰盛哈，这里我们看清楚，它讲的是神的丰盛，神本性的丰盛。
So the fullness here we're talking about is the fullness of the deity.
啊，这个神本性这个字还在新约只出现过一次。
The word deity only appears in New Testament once.
啊，它的那个希腊文 theotia 是就是那个。神字多了两个字母。
So in Greek, the word deity, theotate, it's just two extra letters from the word God.
我们要看看神的丰盛。当我们思想神的丰盛的时候，我们要思考神喜欢些什么。
When we think about the fullness of deity, we have to think about what God likes.
神喜欢什么呢？我们可以从创世纪第一、第二章能够看得出来。
What does God like? We can find that out from Genesis chapter 1 and 2.
神创造的时候啊，人是最后才创造的。
When God creates the universe, He created man at last.
在所有的创造物里面，神最喜欢的就是人类。
Among all the things that he created, he likes man, humans best.
他就喜欢跟我们在一起。
And he loves to be with us.
啊，所以呢，我们想经历神的丰盛，我们也要爱神最喜欢的东西。
So if we want to experience God's fullness, we need to love what God loves.
我们要爱人类。
We need to love people.
那对于那些已经信主的人，我们要跟他有美好的团契沟通，跟他一起去传福音，一起去实行大使命。
For those who are believers, we need to have a good fellowship and spread the gospel to other people.
啊，对于那些还没有信神的人，我们要去爱他们，想办法把福音传给他们。
For those who are non-believers, we need to do our best to spread the gospel to them so that they will become believers.
当我们这样做的时候，我们就慢慢的开始感受到神的丰盛是十分的真实。
When we do this, we feel that God's the fullness of deity is true.
那刚才那个人又会说了，那我八块钱还是不能买一碗面。
So the person we talked about, he probably would still say that I cannot buy a bowl of soup with $8.
那但是其实神也不是要我们完全的不吃人间烟火。
God doesn't want us just to be completely separated from the worldly needs.
但是神知道我们需要 基本的物质需要的同时，他更要求我们追求高一点的东西。
God knows what we need in this world, but he also asks us to pursue something that's higher.
那我们一起来念这一段经文。
Let's read this Bible verse.
请。
所以不要忧虑，说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们所用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。So do not worry, saying, "What shall we eat?" or "What shall we drink?" or "What shall we wear?" For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
你们在他里面也得了丰盛，他是各样执政掌权者的元首。
And you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority.
这里说的执政掌权者啊，保罗提这个了，他是对应刚才那个世俗的小学来说的。
Here Paul mentioned every power and authority. This is related to what he mentioned about the basic principle of word.
假如那是讲的是世上浅显的学说的话了，那么耶稣基督的真理就比他要高出很多来。
If we're talking about these simple, common sense principle of the word, then God's truth, Christ's truth is much higher than these.
如果他是讲那些宇宙神灵，就是那些怪力乱神的话了，他其实无非讲的是天使，还有堕落的天使。那耶稣基督也是掌控他们的。
If it's about the elementary spirits of the universe, and we're talking about angels and devils and things like that, again, Jesus Christ is much higher than these.
所以啊，保罗这里说的就是，耶稣基督里面那个丰盛啊，我们得到的那种丰盛，比那些东西，就是比这些东西要高出很多出来。
So Paul is talking about the fullness that we get from Jesus Christ is much higher than the material things that we were talking about.
第三，我们就进入我们的主题，去旧成新。
The third point that's our main subject, that is how do we move from old to the new.
这里有好几个割礼哈，就提了几次的割礼。
Here it mentioned several times about circumcision.
那我们知道，耶稣基督在我们身上做了不是人手所做的割礼。
So Jesus Christ did what is not done with a hand, the circumcision done by hands.
那什么意思呢
？Of man. So what does that mean?
我们来看看旧约割礼它代表什么。
Let's look at what the circumcision means in the Old Testament.
那我们一起来念这个经文，起。
Let's read this together. 所以你们要将心里的污秽去掉，不可再印着景象。
除掉这个字哈，原文就是割礼。
Getting rid of it means circumcision.
哦，原来耶稣基督，当我们在耶稣基督里面的时候，他就把我们的那些污秽给除掉。
When we are in Christ, He will get rid of the bad things in us.
所以我们就可以跟神有更加紧密的联系，更加紧密的沟通。
So we have a closer relationship and fellowship with God.
那还有另外一个意义。
There's another point.
啊，我们再念这个。
Let's read this Bible verse.
即
你们所有的男子都要受割礼，这就是我与你并你的后裔所立的约，是你们所当遵守的。
看见没有？原来在旧约，神通过割礼 跟以色列人立了一个约。
You can see here that in the Old Testament, God established a covenant through the circumcision.
所以当我们在耶稣基督里的时候了，他不但除去我们的污秽，他还通过他的宝血跟我们立了约了。
So when we are in Christ, not only he cleans us with the sins that in us, but he also established a new covenant with us.
我们就成为神的儿女。
And we become the children of God.
你们既受洗与他一同埋葬，也就此与他一同复活，并因信那从他死里复活的神的功用。
Having been buried with him in baptism and raised with him through your faith in the power of God who raised him from the dead.
今天我们有五位弟兄姐妹参加洗礼。
Today we have five brothers and sisters who will be baptized.
洗礼的意义我们要讲一讲。
And we need to talk about the meaning of the baptism.
这五位弟兄姐妹他们的得救并不是通过洗礼来取得的。
The salvation of these five brothers and sisters are not just through the baptism.
Not only
through the baptism.
怎么说？我的意思是，他洗礼不是他得救的一个要求。
Baptism is not the requirement of salvation for them.
但是呢，就是他们得救是因为他们相信耶稣基督。
Their salvation is because they believe in Jesus Christ.
但是洗礼有很重要的意义。
But there is an important meaning for baptism.
第一个意义就是这里说的哈，就象征着跟耶稣同埋葬、同复活。
The first is what it says here. They will be buried with him and raised with him.
所以当他们这个受浸的人进入水里的时候，他就象征着他跟耶稣基督一同埋葬了。
So during the baptism, when they get under the water, it symbolized that they were buried together with Christ.
当他们从水里出来的时候，他们就跟耶稣基督一同复活。
When they get out of the water, it symbolized that they are raised with Christ.
那还有一个意义就是，洗礼就是因为我们顺服耶稣基督的大使命。
Another meaning of the baptism is that we obey the great commission of Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣说，我们要去使万民做他的门徒。
Because Jesus said we need to go out and make everybody become his disciples.
奉父子圣灵的名替他们施洗。
And in the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, give them baptism.
所以洗礼也是我们执行大使命的这么一个见证。
So baptism is a testimony for the Great Commission that we are carrying out the Great Commission.
那第三个意义就是，这些准备受洗的人呐、他表示一种决心，他准备加入这个信仰的群体。
So the third meaning is these people who are baptized illustrate their determination that they are going to become a believer.
所以当他们一同复活，也就从水里出来，他们跟耶稣基督一同复活的时候了，刚才那个经文已经讲了，他们就在他里面得了丰盛。
So when they are raised from the water, with Jesus Christ, they receive the fullness of Jesus Christ.
他的丰盛其实他觉知的时候已经有了，但是他出来的时候了，他就是有这样的义务，他要活出耶稣基督这样的丰盛出来。
So actually, they already have the fullness of Christ when they determined to become a believer. But when they got out of the water, they were raised with Christ. They have the responsibility to live like Jesus Christ.
那讲到这里了，大家一定会问，那我如何能够得到这种丰盛？
So here you may ask, how can I be raised in the fullness of Christ?
有一个女士，她有丈夫，还有三个孩子。
There is a woman who had a husband and three children.
她的丈夫对她不忠。
And her husband had an extramarital affair.
然后呢，这个女士呢，她继续的维护这个家庭，继续的相夫教子。
But this woman continued try to protect the family and help her husband and raise the children.
替她丈夫祷告，而且劝她丈夫回转。
And she prayed for her husband and tried to persuade him to believe in God.
终于在她的丈夫临去世之前受洗归主。
And finally, right before her husband passed away, he accepted Jesus Christ and be baptized.
但是他的大儿子呢，可能跟他爸爸学也没学好，也是同样的，在外面呢很混乱。
But her oldest son probably learned a bad example from his father.So he was not doing well. He was fooling around outside.
那这个妈妈呢，就流泪替他祷告。
So the mother was crying and praying for him.
那甚至呢，去找这个教会的牧师，要流着泪说，请这个牧师替他的孩子祷告。
And she even went to the pastor and cried and asked the pastor to pray for her son.
那个牧师说：“你不要担心。”
And the pastor said, "Don't worry about it."
你的儿子有你这么一个流泪祷告的妈妈，他不会沉沦的。
Your son, because he has such a great mother praying for him, he will not perish.
这个女士替她儿子祷告了32年。
And this woman prayed for her son for 32 years.
他的儿子回转。
And eventually, her son repented.
再过了两年，这个女士就去世了。
After 2 years, this woman passed away.
临走的时候，她对她儿子说：“她说我一生最大的心愿就是看见你悔改。”
And she, before she passed away, she told her son that my best wish is to see you repent.
我希望你做一个好的基督徒。
And I hope you can be a good Christian.
他的儿子没有辜负他妈妈的希望。
And her son lived up to the expectation of his mother.
他的儿子就是那个大名鼎鼎的神学家奥古斯丁。
And her son is the famous theologist Saint Augustine.
他的妈妈 Monica 是一个非常平常的人。
And his mother Monica is an ordinary woman.
可见我们也不一定要像戴德生一样，哎呀，做一番伟大的事业。
So we can see that we don't have to be like somebody like James Hudson Taylor that we do extraordinary things.
我们就不同的人有不同的 calling.
Everybody has a different calling.
我们就在我们日常很平凡的生活里面，我们能够活出神的荣耀出来。
We can live out God's glory in our daily lives.
能够享受神的丰盛。
And we can enjoy God's fullness.
这是跟大家复习一下，这是上一次讲到的一个 slide.
This slide is to review the sermon that we did last time.
靠着耶稣基督，我们可以结满仁义的果子。
Filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ.
我们结仁义的果子，我们如何结呢？我们去学习神的话语。
So how do we fill with the fruit of righteousness? We learn God's word.
我们去实践神的话语。
We practice His word.
我们把我们学到的东西实践在我们的日常生活里面去。
We need to apply the principle of God's word in our daily lives.
但是神的话语有时候很难实践出来，怎么办？
But sometimes it's very hard to apply God's word in our lives. So what should we do?
这个时候，耶稣基督会帮助我们。
In this time, Jesus Christ will help us.
我这里就说了哈，靠着耶稣基督，我们结满了仁义的果子。
And here says we are filled with the fruit of righteousness, relying on Jesus Christ.
那我们身上就满有了神的荣耀。
Then we will be full of God's glory.
然后怎么样啊？这里说，把它归于神。
And here's praise into God or of God.
希腊文这是一个介词，就是进入的意思。
In Greek, it's a preparation. It means into.
我们活出了，我们跟在耶稣基督的帮助底下，我们活出有果子出来，我们有荣耀，然后我们带着这些所有的东西，我们进入到神里面去。
So we bear the fruit with all these fruits, and we can enter into God.
一个基督徒的生命应该是很喜乐、很简单的。
The life of Christians should be joyful and very simple.
是不应该像这样子。
It should not be like a Mobius band.
一个基督徒的生命应该十分的简单。
It should be very simple.
主耶稣说
，The Lord Jesus Christ said,
我是 Alpha, 我是 Omega.
Alpha, I'm Omega.
我是开始的，我是末了的。
I'm the beginning, I'm the end.
我们基督徒的生命就是在这个永恒里面，我们只有那么一点点。
So the Christian life that we have is a very small part of the eternal life.
我们的生命从神而来。
Our life comes from God.
我们的生命要回到神那里去。
And we need to return to God.
而我们基督徒整个的一生就是享受神的丰盛。
And in our entire life as a Christian, we enjoy the fullness of Jesus Christ.
我们基督徒整个的一生就是为了荣耀神。
And our entire life, we are to glorify the Lord.
十分的简单。
Very simple.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
哦，慈悲天父，谢谢你啊！我们今天有五位弟兄姐妹准备受洗，公开的见证他们的信仰啊！我们也知道受洗就是他们公开的愿意加入教会，公开的见证他们对你的爱。主，我们就求主保守他们经过这个水礼，他们能够活出一个丰盛的生命出来。好，我们也求主保守我们每一个已经参加过水礼的人，再一次重温水礼对我们生命的意义。我们太多时候，我们按照我们自己的想法去过一个很沉重也不喜乐的生活。主啊，求主你就用你的话语来解开我们，来引导我们，让我们看见你的道，看见你的丰盛，我们去支取那种丰盛，把这种丰盛活出来，而且活得出满有圣灵的果子，以致我们可以见你面的时候，我们可以满有从你给我们的荣耀。所以我们就求你这样做，我们就求你也保守今天的水礼啊，无论是对受洗的弟兄姐妹，还是对于观礼的 的众人、啊、都有一个很大的鼓励和提醒。主，我们谢谢你，祷告奉主耶稣圣名，
Amen。
我们来唱一首回应。